get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Welcome back, everybody, to our next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. We're glad that you're here with us today. There's tons of exciting news in the Star Wars front, and as we move forward, everybody remembers the news that we got back in October that really changed everything for us, that there would, in fact, be more Star Wars movies, as we will get 7, 8, and 9 episodes, the sequel trilogy. Also, during that information that had come out, we've learned that Michael Arndt is going to be writing the material for the new movie. Of course, we've had George Lucas get engaged at that during this time off that we've had since our last podcast. But also, we have some new news finally about a director. So let's get right into the news for today.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
Well, our big news for the day today is the fact that J.J. Abrams will be the new director for Star Wars Episode 7. This news had been broken about a day or so ago by many outlets as far as them speculating that they had J.J. Abrams that would be helming the Star Wars film, but we were waiting for some official confirmation either from Disney or from Lucasfilm that this was in fact the case. And about 4:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, we were able to get that confirmation from the official site that yes, in fact, and it is official, that J.J. Abrams will be directing the Star Wars Episode 7 title. Now, J.J. is best known lately for his Star Trek series, the revitalized Star Trek series that was a smash hit, and will be releasing another second episode of their new Star Trek series that will be coming out this summer. So we'll be looking forward to seeing his work again on the big screen this summer. So, we had a few quotes that had come out from the official announcement. First one was from Kathleen Kennedy, and she said that, quote, "It's very exciting to have J.J. aboard leading the charge as we set off to make a new Star Wars movie. J.J. is the perfect director to helm this, and beyond having such great instincts as a filmmaker, he has an intuitive understanding of this franchise. He understands the essence of the Star Wars experience and will bring that talent to create an unforgettable motion picture," end quote. George Lucas was also on record saying, quote, "I've consistently been impressed with J.J. as a filmmaker and a storyteller. He's an ideal choice to direct the new Star Wars film, and the legacy couldn't be in better hands," end quote. Now, J.J. Abrams was quoted saying, quote, "To be a part of the next chapter of the Star Wars saga, to collaborate with Kathleen Kennedy and this remarkable group of people is an absolute honor. I may even be more grateful to George Lucas now than I was as a kid," end quote. And we all know, if you didn't know at this point, that J.J. Abrams was a huge Star Wars fan, and we weren't really so sure we were going to get him. He was a very popular choice in the beginning to set up to be the director of Star Wars Episode 7. But when he was first approached about it and people were asking about who might be the director, he said that he wasn't really interested, that he was going to be spending time with his Star Trek series and that he wanted to really put his efforts into that. But we do know that Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm have been courting him to try and get him to come over to the Star Wars franchise. They really wanted to have him, and they loved his experience and what he could bring to the saga, so we're really excited to have him on board, and I know that everybody is going to really be looking forward to and have lots to talk about now about having him as the director, and we look forward to hearing some actual sound bites from him as well as we move forward. And in other Star Wars news from this week, on Thursday we had the online Star Wars fan site seminar. And that was hosted by the Fandom Apocalypse group, and we were really thankful that they had come up with the idea and had the follow-through to go through with this site. This Star Wars fan site seminar was taking place on Twitter, and the idea behind it was that everybody was able to get together that runs a Star Wars fan site or a blog, and we were able to give advice on what we've learned through the years, things to look out for. Users posed questions, and we provided answers for those folks. And so it was really a great online gathering of lots of different Star Wars sites and individuals, and it was just a really great time had by all. We had some folks that had joined us from different websites, such as those that you know, Jedi News was there, Club Jade was there, of course Fandom Apocalypse was there, I know the folks from Yak Face were there, our Galactic Voyage was there, of course, myself. And we had lots of users that were there. I know that there were some folks from Lucasfilm who made an appearance. And speaking of Lucasfilm, it got such a great overall feeling to it, and folks were really passing the word, and lots of folks were dropping by during the day, that the official Star Wars site even got involved by posting a news blog about it on their blog, saying that these folks should come on by the online Star Wars fan site seminar and get their questions answered and meet lots of people while we were there. So not only was the websites there, and it was great because usually I don't get to go to things like the celebrations, so I was really happy to get online and connect with folks that I've known for years through their websites and new folks that I was able to meet during this situation, so it was really great to see everybody there. But we also had folks like Eric Geller was there, some folks from the ForceNet were there. I know that we had authors that were there giving great information about what to do for authors and how to best work with them. I know that Concetta Parker was there, and she had some great information about when podcasts or other websites are trying to get interviews or connect with folks that are in the business, and she had some great pointers for folks there, so I think that was fantastic as well. So it was really a great time had by all, and I really appreciate and want to give a shout out again to Fandom Apocalypse for doing that particular event. It was definitely, I think, much larger than at least I originally had intended for it to be. I thought it was going to be great to get together with a bunch of different fan sites, but it really grew into something much better and much larger, and we definitely hope that this will happen again soon, and there may be even other topics that may come up and do something very similar to that. So again, that was the online Star Wars fan site seminar that we had on Thursday. In book news this week, we have a new title called Maul Lockdown. And of course, it features our favorite character that has been revitalized through the Clone Wars, Darth Maul. So this book is going to be coming out in 2013, at the end of 2013. And the book is from Joe Schreiber, and he's the New York Times best-selling author of Star Wars Death Troopers, and he also followed up with Darth Plagueis, and of course many folks are touting the Darth Plagueis novel as being one of the best novels that they've read. And so this book is a tale of retribution and survival set before the events of The Phantom Menace. Darth Plagueis and Darth Sidious dispatch the Sith apprentice Darth Maul on a secret mission to infiltrate a crime empire operating from inside Cog Hive 7, a hidden prison teeming with the galaxy's most savage criminals. There he must contend against the scummiest and most villainous in gladiatorial death matches while carrying out his master's clandestine commands. And then failure is not an option. Success will ignite the revenge of the Sith against the Jedi Order. So the cover looks great. You see Darth Maul. He looks very vicious on the cover, and he's bound in chains both at the wrists and at the neck, and he looks like he's definitely ready to put the smackdown on some villains as we look forward to seeing that book that will be released in the end of 2013. And again, look for that one. It's called Maul Lockdown. Well, this week we get to take a look at a brand new video clip that came out this week, and so I will play a little bit of that for you. It's from Star Wars The Old Republic, and they're now featuring Rise of the Hutt Cartel. So they had a first look video out this week, and this first look video took a look at the brand new planet of Makeb, which was featured and will be featured in the Rise of the Hutt Cartel. So this looks really cool. We'll play a clip from that for you. If you pre-order the digital expansion now, you'll be able to receive some exclusive in-game rewards, so you may want to take a look at that if you happen to be playing the Star Wars Old Republic game. So let's take a look at that now and see what we have.
Citizens of Makeb, this is Vice Commandant Grevin of the Regulators, with an important message from the Hutt Cartel. Any directives issued by the Hutts or their representatives are only designed to protect you during this time of transition. Compliance with these directives is mandatory for the safety of everyone. Any non-compliance should be reported to your closest representative. Rewards are offered.
Hutts will not be allowed to expand their dominion at our expense.
Well, there you have it, folks. That is Star Wars The Old Republic, Rise of the Hutt Cartel. Definitely sounds good, and if you see the video on this one, it looks good as well. And you can go into YouTube and find it on the Star Wars The Old Republic channel, or you can just go to galactic-voyage.com, and currently we have it running up on our main page, and you can see it there. Now we'd like to switch gears a little bit and head into some information, talk about the Clone Wars. And yes, we must talk about the Clone Wars. Last week we got to see the return of Darth Maul and Savage Opress, and we got to see Death Watch in the episode called Eminence, and this is where they were able to get with different cartels and start building their underworld empire. Now, as we move into this week, we have the episode called Shades of Reason. So again, we are enjoying Darth Maul and Savage Opress and the Death Watch as they are now on Mandalore, and they're trying to unleash a plot where they're going to take over the government. And so won't talk too much about any spoilers on this one, but this is definitely an episode that you must see. Darth Maul is fantastic in this episode. Death Watch is fantastic in this episode. And there are some things that you might expect, and depending on your point of view, you might not expect, and how you've been watching the Clone Wars seasons. But definitely, this is one of those episodes that really start to tie together all the different seasons. You know, if we go back even a couple of seasons, some of the slower political lines that we were having some trouble with, and just staying with pace, all these things are starting to come back together, and I really love what Dave Filoni and the group have been doing with this particular episodes, and I just can't imagine where we're going to go from here. So what I'd like to do at this point is play you just a little bit of a clip from that episode. Again, nothing major, no spoilers that are really coming through here, but just wanted to give you a flavor of the episode, and believe me, this is a slow part of the episode, and there's tons of great action that you won't want to miss. So if you haven't been watching the show, you definitely need to go see these episodes, and you just won't be disappointed, and I promise you on that.
Where are my targets?
We've identified them at these locations. However, as I've said before, if we try to take Mandalore by force, our people will turn against us.
I will use my army of crime lords to attack different targets across Sundari and sow chaos to undermine the Duchess's rule. Our gangsters will make her look too weak to maintain control. Then you and your Death Watch will capture and arrest us, bringing order where Satine's weak government could not.
We'll be saviors.
Exactly.
A good plan.
Indeed. I'll prepare the troops.
Well, there you have it, folks. This is another fantastic episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars. And again, this one is called Shades of Reason, and it is from Season 5, Episode 15. I must say that Sam Witwer, who is voicing Darth Maul, has really given him new life. He has come back from the dead, as far as we knew, from The Phantom Menace. And he has been peppered throughout last season and this season, and it really is interesting to see how this character is evolving, and he's not just the war machine that we once thought he was, that was just this stalker and the hunter-killer, and there were definitely aspects and still are aspects of that from Darth Maul. But to see it, like you can hear this clip in this episode, that he really is a tactician, and he's really thinking about how to make things work in his favor and start a rule and overtake governments and things like that. So this is only the second part of this particular arc, and know from some of the trailers that we had early in the season that it's going to really ramp up even from here. Each episode has gotten better than the last, and of course that's just been the mantra of the Clone Wars in general, is that they really have stepped up each time, and this episode is no different, and I know that the rest of this arc is just going to be fantastic, and that we're all going to be talking about it as we move forward. So I recommend going through and seeing these episodes, and it's really going to be fantastic for you, I promise. Now, as you hear that sound during the podcast, one of the things I like to do is kind of, each time we do the podcast, is now have kind of a story section. And what this is bits of Star Wars audio tracks that maybe you've never heard before, or maybe if you're an older Star Wars fan, you may have heard some of these things a long time ago, but maybe have not heard them recently. So the first one I'm going to start off with is The Story of Star Wars LP, and this is back from 1977. And this Story of Star Wars was narrated as kind of an abridged version of that. And we will not play the whole thing, of course, at one time, but each podcast we will come through and bring you parts of the story continuing on until it's finished. So just to kind of look forward to the future, there's going to also be the story of The Empire Strikes Back, and there will also be the story of Return of the Jedi in pieces, and we will work our way forward from that. And I do have other audio stories planned as we move forward as well. So I hope you'll look forward to these particular things, keep you coming back for the next part of the story, and we will get started right now with The Story of Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place. It is a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships, striking from a hidden base, have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire. During the battle, Rebel spies manage to steal secret plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star, an armored space station with enough power to destroy an entire planet. Empire's sinister agents, Princess Leia, races home aboard her starship. custodian of the stolen plans that can save her people and restore freedom to the galaxy. But Princess Leia's cruiser is no match for the warship, which swiftly overtakes her vessel. In moments, Imperial stormtroopers invade the rebel craft with a blaze of laser weapons.
They shut down the main reactor. We'll be destroyed for sure. This is madness. We're doomed. There'll be no escape for the princess this time.
C-3PO, a bronze, human-like robot, frantically searches the battle-torn ship for R2-D2, his stubby mechanical friend. But at that moment, not far away, a desperate Princess Leia hurriedly programs the little robot with secret information. Secret information that could save the rebel cause. Then she disappears into the smoke-filled corridor as 3PO appears.
At last! Where have you been? They're heading in this direction. What are we going to do? We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel or smashed into who knows what.
But R2-D2 is already scooting down the sub-hallway, emitting a series of mechanical beeps and chirps that only 3PO can understand. He is nearing a small metal module, the Rebel Cruiser's escape pod.
Hey, you're not permitted in there. It's restricted. You'll be deactivated for sure. Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now come out before somebody sees you. Secret mission? What plans? What are you talking about? I'm not getting in there. Oh, no. I'm going to regret this.
As the robots escape in the pod, a dark presence enters the ship. The ominous commander of the Imperial forces, Darth Vader, tall and threatening in his black helmet, flowing black cape, and a face forever masked by a foreboding metal breath screen. Darth Vader, a figure who moves forever in a cloud of awesome evil.
The Death Star plans are not in the main computer.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted?
Vader grips the rebel's throat.
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador? Commander, tear this ship apart until you found those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
Princess Leia is discovered by Vader's stormtroopers.
There's one. Set for stun. She'll be all right. Inform Lord Vader we have a prisoner.
Princess Leia is taken before Darth Vader for questioning.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold.
The Imperial Senate will not sit still for this. When they hear you've attacked a diplomatic...
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were beamed to the ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of a rebel alliance and a traitor. Take her away!
Lord Vader, the battle station plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made. Her escape pod was jettisoned during the fighting. But no life forms were aboard.
She must have hidden the plans in the escape pod. Send a detachment down to retrieve them. See to it personally, Commander. There'll be no one to stop us this time.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you liked the first part of the story of Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. Stay tuned for the next part of the story as we continue with our next podcast, and you will continue on with more of this particular story. And we look forward to doing that. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope that you enjoyed the podcast. This is just kind of a brief overview of some of the things that have been going on for the past week. Again, the big news for the week is that J.J. Abrams is now going to be the director of Star Wars Episode 7. So we're definitely looking forward to having lots of new news and information, especially as this movie continues to ramp up, and there's going to be plenty of things to come as we move forward, definitely. So we had book information to talk about this week. We also had a new feature that features a story, and we're definitely going to have more of that coming to you. The Clone Wars, you can't go wrong with that every week, and I highly recommend getting into watching The Clone Wars, And we had some video game news this week as well. And I'm sure that there are a couple of titles we've heard about. For instance, Star Wars 1313. They've been kind of quiet lately, so I'm expecting to have some news and information about that before too terribly long. So I'd be staying tuned for that. So if you're into collecting and comics and books and information and news, definitely you're coming to the right place, because we're going to try and get you as much information about those things as we can. So again, I'd like to thank you for joining us. My name is Gary Willis, and I'm your host. We can be reached at galactic-voyage.com, and we can also be found on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. So if you find us there, that'd be great to have you find us at Galactic Voyage on Twitter. And please be sure to send us an email anytime you have any questions or comments or thoughts about what we can do with the show. We can be reached at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. So again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us this week, and we'll see you again as soon as possible on our next podcast. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com. We'll be right back.